Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Political analyst Steve Roberts joining us live now on WBEN. Steve, of course, in the wake of last week's assassination of Charlie Kirk, everybody talking about political violence and the heated rhetoric on both sides of the aisle. I've been listening to a lot of people talk about, in the wake of that, 9/11, of course, we commemorated an anniversary last week. Also, the assassination of JFK and some of the political violence in the 60s. And I heard a lot of people say, you know what, we were able to overcome it. When in the end, we all came together. To me, the one big difference that I've noticed is, you know, after, let's say, the assassination of JFK, you would have went and been around other people and known that, all right, you know, we're all kind of in this together. We're all moving forward together. We're all not that much unlike each other. Here, everybody is in the aftermath reaching into their pockets, going online and seeing, well, maybe the exact opposite, Steve. I mean, do you think that this country is in an ugly place because of that?
Yes, I do. And look, the anger and the grief that folks who believed and followed Charlie Kirk are feeling today, that's legitimate and it's totally understandable. But it's also true that in moments of national tragedy, presidents of both parties have traditionally played a role that's been described as consoler in chief. As you say, unifying the country in times of grief. Think of Ronald Reagan after the Challenger disaster, going on national television, thinking of George Bush at Ground Zero, thinking of Barack Obama singing Amazing Grace at Mother Emanuel Church in Charleston, South Carolina after the tragic shooting there. This is a role, a very important role, consoler-in-chief, that presidents of both parties have always played. Donald Trump has redefined that and is different from every. I've covered 12 presidents over 60 years, and I've never seen a president react to a tragedy this way. Instead of healing, he's dividing. Instead of unifying, he's magnifying resentments. Peter Baker, the Washington, White House correspondent, New York Times this morning, you know, said that, you know, presidents have traditionally lowered temperatures, and Trump, he said, is turning up the flames. And that's one of the differences. And, you know, presidents, his anger and his grief over Charlie Kirk is certainly understandable. But presidents have a special responsibility at these moments, as you imply, to be healing and to be unifying. And Trump's done exactly the opposite. He has blamed the radicals on the left. We don't even know, really, what the motives of the shooter were. And yet Trump was quick to say it was the radicals on the left who caused this. And he called them vicious, horrible people. That is not the language of consolation. That is not the language of grief counseling. That is not the language of a national unifier. That's the language of a national divider.
Steve, let me ask you, though, what you made of Governor Cox saying that it's not going to be someone who leads us out of this, not a president, not a governor. It's such a cancer, it's going to take everybody.
Well, I think Governor Cox has played a very constructive and important role. Republican governor of Utah. Of course, that's the state where Charlie Kirk was killed. But he's played this role before. He's a very interesting figure in American politics. He's not highly partisan. Let's remember, this is also the state that produced Mitt Romney, who was one of the few Republicans who really tried to work with Democrats in the past. Part of what he's saying, I don't think he's exonerating President Trump, because he's talked about it's time to stop pointing fingers. And I think it was pretty clear he was referring to Trump, but he was referring to something else as well, which is the nature of the media ecosystem. The fact is that today, the most outrageous voices get rewarded. In the media ecosystem, grievance sells, outrage sells, exaggeration sells. That's how you get noticed. That's how you get followers. That's how you make money. That's how you get fame and fortune. And I think there is a silent majority in this country that doesn't believe in the politics of outrage. But these media platforms not just reward it, they encourage it, because that's their business model. For TikTok and for X and for all these other media sites, they make money if people go to their site and stay on their site. And they know from research that the way you keep people riveted is feeding them more and more outrageous and radical material. That's why the videos of Charlie Kirk's tragic death spread so rapidly around the media universe, because the algorithms drove that spread.
You know, to that point, Steve, is the real, and I've believed this for a number of years, is the real divide in this country. You know, everyone wants to say, oh, it's the right versus the left. Is the real divide in this country between people who are terminally online getting outraged and people who aren't, who are just living their life?
I do think that's one of the differences, yes. And I do think, to be as fair and as even-handed here as possible, there's plenty of outrage on the left, too. You know, there are plenty of liberals who have called Donald Trump a fascist, and even, you know, or Hitler. By the way, it was J.D. Vance who called him America's Hitler at one point before he converted to Trumpism. So there's plenty of anger on both sides of the spectrum. And I do think a lot of that is fueled by the nature of the media ecosystem. I agree on that. But I think a president has a special role and a special responsibility. The Donald Trump is a master at understanding the media ecosystem. He's not a victim somehow a side role. He is a central player, and he has understood its power. He's exploited and manipulated the media ecosystem, first as a television star for 20 years and now as a master of social media. And he understands as much as anybody in public life how outrage sells. He's built his career on that. And he has a special responsibility here. And as Peter Baker said this morning, instead of turning down the heat, he's turning it up. And his assistants, his acolyte, Steve Bannon, says we're at war. Steve Miller, the deputy chief of staff, says we're going to now exact retribution against anybody who is on the left. So I agree with you that there's plenty of outrage on both sides and there's plenty of blame on both sides, but a president bears special responsibility.
Steve, thank you. Steve Roberts, political analyst here on WBEN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.